Finally, Hannah has been taking a look at our question of the week.
This week, we flex our mental muscles to get to the bottom of a listener's bodily reaction.
Hello, Naked Scientists. My name is Ari Huttunen. I'd like to know, why do I feel sick because of too much exercise? When I have a too intensive workout, I sometimes have a sudden case of nausea during or afterwards. What makes this happen and what happens in the body?
Poor Aru. Sickness after physical exertion. Well, let's find out what's happening to Aru's stomach during exercise.
So I'm David Weston, a PhD student in neuroscience at the University of Cambridge. Feeling sick after exercise is something that most of us are pretty familiar with, especially if you exercise as infrequently as I do. But why does our body and our gastrointestinal system reassert itself after a run around the block? Well, exercise is very physically demanding, and your body reacts by increasing blood flow to your muscles and your heart and your lungs and your brain to keep your body able to process energy and keep your muscles going. This diverts blood away from your visceral organs, like your stomach, and could deprive your gastrointestinal tract of the oxygen it requires to function. This symptom is called ischemia, and it's believed to be one of the reasons that you might feel sick after intense or prolonged exercise. Now, ischemia can, in very severe cases, damage the lining of your stomach and cause the bacteria in your stomach or the toxins that they produce to enter your bloodstream. So some evidence also suggests that gastrointestinal distress is caused by what you eat and drink before exercise. One study found that foods with higher fat and protein content were linked with nausea and vomiting in triathlon runners. Other studies even suggest that taking aspirin before you exercise could increase your chance of gastrointestinal discomfort. Exercise also increases the levels of hormones released in the brain that control processes like thermoregulation, so your ability to maintain your body temperature. And this drives sweat to the surface of your skin and cools you, but can also result in dehydration. So a loss of fluid can decrease your blood pressure and could lead to the kind of ischemia that I was talking about before.
Thanks, David. And poor Aru is not alone in experiencing this phenomena. Jean Kennedy says that she just simply cannot do most forms of floor exercises. She apparently goes green with nausea if she does. Whilst a second listener also had this to say on the matter.
Hi, I'm Ross from Birmingham. This is something that I've experienced in the past and it can be quite uncomfortable. Having sought some medical advice, I found that eating properly well in advance of exercise and being well hydrated before and during exercise, that the problem went away.
And David agrees with this advice.
Well, current research suggests that you can reduce the likelihood of nausea and vomiting by ensuring that you don't eat 3 hours before intense exercise. And also keeping hydrated is key, so don't forget to drink plenty of water.
Well, with that topic flushed away, we move on to next week's question. Tom O'Hurley wrote in with this.
I heard a boxer say, I knew it was time to retire when, in a fight, I saw my opening and knocked the guy out. Up until then, I had never seen the opening until my fist was coming out. What implication does this have for free will? It was his intention to knock him out, but he did it as a trained reflex before he was aware.
So, is life predetermined? Or do we have control over our future? What do you think? You can send us your thoughts to studio@thenakedscientists.com. You can tweet @nakedscientists. You can write on our Facebook page, or you can join in the debate live on our forum, which is @nakedscientists.com/forum.
Thanks, Hannah. That's it for this week. Thank you to our guests, Ali Ashby, Nick Evans, Tom Bruns and Gavin McIntyre. Thank you to Hannah Critchlow for helping to present this week's programme. The production was by Kate Lamble. Next week, we're going to be looking at models, not the type that won't get out of bed for more than 40 grand. We're talking about model organisms and also model organs. We'll be talking to researchers who can take breast tissue and make a model breast in a dish to find out how cancers develop and how drugs can be used to treat them. And we'll also talk to someone who's doing the equivalent experiments with lung tissue. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust and the EPSRC. My name's Chris Smith, and thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.